What's up, everybody? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Envision Me Talk Show, the talk show where we come in and we have dreams, we empower dreams, where our conversations are intriguing and our ideas are unfolding. So for another week of Envision Me Talk Show, guess what? You have me. Yay! So real quick, before I get into it, go grab, look, I did it again. I brought my favorite evening beverage. Okay, not the snack, but at least I brought the beverage. So grab your girlfriend and girlfriends, family and friends, your pen and paper. And as you see, today's topic is all about behind the scenes. I've been getting so many emails in the bag where people wanted to know what was going on with Vision Made magazine. So I thought, what a perfect time to sit back and answer some questions. Now, if you are just now catching, you're wanting to talk to me, say hey, because as you know, I don't get to see them unless you give me permission. And so you have to give me permission so I can see your questions or your thumbs up or anything like that. So do that now as you get everybody together, and I am going to get you ready for another show. As you do that, you guys know I always have three homework assignments, right? I already said to go get your friends and family. I already said to go get your beverage. Look, I'm with you on it today, right? The Vision Maid is here. She is beautiful. Here, let me scoot her up a little bit. And she has the power words that will empower you to go after your what's next. So if you're interested in getting one of these, let me know. And then lastly, tell me, how are you doing? I think it's so important for us. Look, my phone is pinging and ringing. Oh, why do you keep asking us how we're doing? Because as you know, day-to-day life, it goes by so fast that you get absorbed with it and you get tired, but no one asks you how you're doing. So drop it in the feed. Let me know how you're doing, and we're going to get ready to get started. As I said before, if you are out there, because I see some that are following, I see some, but I don't know who it is, drop me a comment, and I will definitely get to your comment. So today, as you see, today's behind the scenes of Vision Made magazine. I have literally been getting questions left and right on a Vision Made and how it works and things like that. So I thought I would do some, I thought I'd do a Q&A today. So if you're wanting any, have any questions that you have as I go, please let me know if you have any comments, as well as if you know anybody who is interested in magazine management, I'm your person, drop it in the feed and I definitely will do it. So with that being said, first of all, those of you who don't know, I'm the editor in chief of Vision Made magazine. And I've been doing, the magazine has been out now. I think we'll be celebrating its second year in production. Super excited. And so I thought as I get on and as the years go on, I thought we'd get more and more into Vision Made magazine. So I'm going to read to the first question and then I'm going to answer it. If you have any questions in the meantime, in between times, let me know. So the first question was, what inspired the creation of Vision Made magazine? Let me be honest. Vision Made magazine was all the notion of vision boards. So those of you who may know me, know that, or do know me, know that I love vision boards. And I know vision boards can work because it's actually, it has done, brought me here to this point. So when I do vision boards, you know, vision board is a board and has the pictures and it has the words and phrases that will allow you to get motivate you to go after your what's next. So then I was like, okay, I have the board, but what else can I get? Or what else do I need to help me get to the what's next? And so as I started talking to my mentor and my coach, we talked about doing a magazine. Now, let me say this. It wasn't just a talk, okay, everybody? It was more than just a talk. It was a challenge. And the challenge was once we talked about doing the magazine, of course, we talked about what was going in the magazine in the format. It had to be to keep me going. The challenge was I had to keep the magazine going for 6 months. Now, after 6 months, if it didn't work or I didn't like it, I could I could quit and drop it and there would be no questions asked. Well, here we are going on to year three and the magazine is growing from leaps and bounds. It is actually now international. We now can say we are in Italy, we are in New Zealand, we are in Paris. We're just all over the international waves. So I'm super proud of that. And so we have it, as I said, as a paper format, as an electronic format. And then another reason why I'm also proud of the Vet magazine is every time we drop the magazine electronically, in the first 5 days we drop it, we have up to or more than 1,000 views and touches. I think that is phenomenal for the magazine, knowing that it is, again, the backdrop of the vision board. And as we always say, it's actually VisionMate Magazine is the live version of a vision board. So we created it to support the vision boards that we do. Then the next question I was asked, okay, no one gave me their names. They were just dropping them left and right. So I'm going to just have to tell you that's how I got them. So the next one was, how does VisionMate Magazine select featured artists and creators? First of all, if anyone's interested in becoming a writer for VisionMate Magazine, you can email us at visionmademagazine@gmail.com. Now, we do get a lot of articles, writers interested that may not fit VisionMate Magazine. It depends upon, one, the topic, two, if it's motivating. At the beginning, when we were just starting out, we were getting articles all over, and I'll talk about that in just a few minutes, but we're getting topics all over. But now the topics and the writings and the articles has to be on point and it has to be motivating, right? Just like a vision board. So we're always looking for writers. We're always looking for our articles. So if you're interested in, again, if you're interested in being a part of VisionMate Magazine, email me. Actually, it'll be myself or my team. You can email us at visionmademagazine@gmail.com. Now, some of the articles that we have, actually we have topics within that is inside of VisionMate Magazine. And so those topics are Empower Her Vision, Empower Her World, Empower Her Finance, Empower Her Mindset. As well as Healthy Living, Healthy Lifestyle. I believe those are it. And the reason why we chose those topics, we believe that all of those topics or subjects goes hand in hand with allowing you to be successful with the vision board that you just created. Inside the magazine, not only do you have those topics, we also have a section on inside Empower Her Vision where it teaches you how to put a vision board together. And my phone is ringing. Everyone's like, everybody knows how to do a vision board. I beg to differ. A couple weeks ago, it's almost a month ago, I did a vision board party. And in the room, there was about 25 to 30 women. And I asked them how many of them knows how to do a vision board or even heard of it. And I would say 40% of the room did not even know how to do a vision board. So that is why we have created those different sections of the magazine. Now, I've been just asked, well, how do you put a vision board together? I'm gonna just go real quick with you on it. So the vision board, the way I teach it is, I believe a small goal will allow you to achieve your bigger goals, right? And so the way we do it is we break it down in chunks. So every 30 days, you would create a goal. And after you've reached all the pieces and parts to meet that goal, then you create another goal. And you keep going and going and going. And as statistics have said, that you create small goals, the likelihood of you reaching the bigger goal is inevitable. And actually, they said it's up to 80% or higher. So that's why we do the smaller goals and we have fun. So if you're interested in creating a vision board, or if you like VisionMate to help you or your team or your sisters create a vision board, drop me a link and I definitely will do that. So then, okay, now this one came from Sherry in Florida. I can't say this one did have a name. And her question was, can you share some behind the scenes stories from making from the making of Vision Made magazine? I sure can. When Vision Made magazine actually started out, we actually had like a Dear Abby kind of column, but it was more of the mental health side. So we did where we had a mental health specialist. She created a column and asked if anybody had any mental health or any mental health topics that they wanted to talk about. And she could write into her and she would answer them. Now, if we had some stories that was interesting or that we could talk about online, we would talk about those online as well. But we did start out with a Dear Abby type of column. I'm tossing. You'll have to let me know what you think about it. Should I bring that back? Been tossing it up a little bit. As well as another one we have, we actually had the Picky Tongue, Picky Tongue Chef. She has been writing for us for a while. Her name is Stephanie, and she is a chef that she will talk about her disability that she has faced, and then she ties it in with how to cook. So we have that. That was really interesting, which led us to have that section on healthy living, healthy lifestyle. The healthy living, healthy lifestyle was all a purpose of getting us moving, right? So many of us are still in the corporate world where we sit at the desk 80% of the time and needed to get some movement in our day, but didn't know how to get the movement in our day. So healthy living, healthy lifestyle started that. Some other stories that we've had is a lot about the one other section we used to have is Empower Her World, but we were taking millionaire women that has been successful out here in the world for over 5 years, and we would talk about different ones. The first write-up we did, which was super exciting, was a woman who had created Canva. Yes. Canva. And actually, it's just not one person. It's a team of two individuals that has created the Canva product, which I so love. And then I don't know if anybody ever heard of Stitch. Yes? No? Okay. Well, Stitch is actually a subscription box for clothing, a clothing line. And the way they work is that they give you a questionnaire and you tell them the things that you like, what you would like to wear in your wardrobe, and then they send you a box of the clothes that you have chosen that fits into the questionnaire that they have created. Now, what was fascinating with her is she stayed alive and kept moving, and actually her business had doubled during COVID. And I thought that was fascinating. So what she did was not only did she grow leaps and bounds through COVID, but she also found out what the niche was. And that was to get more personal with individuals. And guess what? You know, in COVID, what were we doing? Y'all, what were we doing? We were wearing our workout clothes. So she created the workout line where you can get some amazing, nice leggings and some cute tops that you can actually wear not only in the home, but also outside of the home. So we did a spotlight on her, which I really had enjoyed doing and learning more about her. Let me see. What other ones? We also did a segment for a while on mindset in the corporate world. As you all know, in the corporate world, we are faced with so much going on, right? First, we were in the office. Let's start back. We were first in the office, and then we went home, and now we're going a little bit going back into the office. And so that really played a part on the people on the workers going into the corporate world, where people were facing depression. They even talked about how depression had become an increase. Believe it or not, a lot of people want to go back and working into the office, or even better yet, given the ability to go back into the office, the flexibility to go back into the office. Then there's also those who were talking about they felt lonely because let's be honest, when you're in the corporate world, you have everything, everyone around you, you have all the hustle and bustle, but then you were going home during COVID and it all shut down. So it was a shock to people. So we started doing the mindset in the corporate world. Now, the reason why we backed away from that a little bit, but I am thinking about bringing it back in. Again, we're always talking about growing the magazine and making sure that we are touching those individuals who are looking to grow their what's next through a vision board as well as with the Vision Made magazine. So we may be bringing it back. You'll have to be in tune to that. And then let me see. Then I have one from Texas, and this is Tara, and she says, what sets Vision Made magazine apart from other publications? And I have to say the difference between the two is Vision Made magazine is a living vision board, right? As I said, vision boards are all about the visuals that makes you to be motivated. But sometimes we need more. I know I do. Right. I'm always reading. I'm always reading to get motivated. I'm always reading to get inspired or better yet, or getting ideas. And so I believe Vision Made magazine does that. Not only does Vision Made magazine do those entities of items, but it also helps you build your dreams. How many of you are sitting somewhere like, man, I wish I could do this. Or man, if I did this, what's next? My what's next? Or better yet, you're sitting in the corporate world and you are thinking of your what's next, but you just don't know how to get there. So you hear other women, you hear other stories in the magazine that can connect you. I always believe, as I said before, I like the touch. So the stories will help you touch and connect to you. Okay. And then the last one, and this came from Sarah in DC. And Sarah asked, how does Vision May stay up to date with the trends? Let me tell you, Sarah, the way I do it is actually I ask. I do a lot of research, but I also ask everybody, you know, especially those of you who are in corporate, is corporate preparing you for your what's next? May it be you go up the corporate ladder, or better yet, may it be that you want to go into entrepreneurship, you just don't know how. So I believe that we do a lot of talk with the community. We do our outreach. We do a lot of research. So that's how we stay in the trends, and that's how Vision Made magazine stays ahead of the game, as well as we also bring on amazing writers that are always they also have their ears to the ground and knowing what our targeting audience is looking for and what they can provide to our targeting audience. So we do it in so many different entities. Like I said, we do some research analysis, and then also we bring in some, we always have fresh writers writing for us, as I said before, to create related stories that will connect to your help you or get you to your what's next. And so for that, I hope that helped you get a more feel of what's going on behind the scenes of Vision Made magazine. If you have any questions, more questions that you would like to drop or you like for me to answer, I would love to. I love that we get these. I have more, trust me, but I'm going to stop here. But if you're interested in dropping more questions, please send them to visionmademagazine@gmail.com. And then in the subject, if you can put question, I will definitely get to them, just like we did tonight. So as we keep talking about Vision Made magazine, one thing that if you're interested in gaining a copy of Vision Made magazine, drop me a line at visionmademagazine@gmail.com. And in the subject, magazine. And I will send you a link where you can actually look at the e-magazine. Now, if you're interested in gaining a paper or the paper copy of Vision Made, I will drop it in the link in below. And so you will be able to see how you can get a copy of Vision Made magazine, the paper format. But we always pushing out the electronics so you can read it and see what it's all about. And we love sharing. Okay. So on this side of the we literally are, look, you all know I'm having a good time. And you know, I will keep talking, especially now that I have my girl here and I'm drinking my amazing drink. Let me go on here. I also have other questions. Oh, and someone asked me, what am I drinking? I am drinking, look, y'all, I'm still on the kick for my water. So I got my water here and it's good. Actually, it's sugar-free watermelon water. The bomb. So if you, real quick, if anybody has something that they would like me to test, I definitely am open up to it. Drop me a line at visionmademagazine@gmail.com and we can talk about which your product or your service that you want me to do a product review on. So at this point of the show, as I always talk to everybody, I'm always interested in hearing about the books that others are reading. One thing we call it here is called Book on the Shelf, right? Book on the Shelf is all about how to empower, inspire you to go after your what's next. Now we have the vision board, right? And then we have the magazine. Well, to expand your mind, I believe in reading. So I read, those of you who don't know or may know, I listen to books. And right now I'm listening to 3 books at one time. They are so totally different. The first one that I'm reading is The Garden Within. I'm really in tune to this book. And the book is all about getting in tune to yourself, but how you can relate and how it relates to the Bible verses. And so I really like that. And it's really like this chapter I just talked about. I think it's talked about, it says water everywhere. And it talks about how, you know, things are changing around, right? And what you see today or what you see yesterday is not going to be what you see today or what you're not going to see tomorrow. And it's all about growth and knowing that it's okay to grow and that your tribe that you're with, it's not going to be it. And that's all about watering yourself for growth. So this book is really good. That's one of the chapters. There's so many more that is in the book. And then the other book that I am reading is Nothing is Missing by Nicole Walters. She is one of my favorite mentors. I have been following her for a minute. I still follow her actually. And her book is all about you have what you need to get you to your what's next. It's all inside. And there's nothing missing. All you have to do is dig inside and dig in deep. So that's the book that I am reading. And then my last one is Disruptive Thinking. I'm almost done with that. That was written by T.D. Jakes. And it, again, I'm all about how can I expand? I'm just all about, y'all know I'm a nerd. I mean, I listen to the news. I love some, you know, with Gail and them, I'm all into that. But again, it's all about how can I be a disruptive thinker? And so with that being said, he talks about how to do it. Again, they all tie, believe it or not, they all, ironically enough, though they're not recommended, all three of those books do tie in together. So I will drop it in the feed on if you're interested in knowing who the authors are for the Water of the Garden Within. I will get you the writer for that book. But again, Nothing is Missing is written by Nicole Walters, and then The Disruptive Thinking is written by Bishop T.D. Jakes. Amazing book. Amazing. So then here we always pivot and we talk about self-care. I think it's important. That's why I'm always asking you all every beginning of the show, how are you doing? And it's all about stopping and thinking about and taking inventory of you. May it be just for a minute. That's a minute longer that you can focus on yourself, right? So that is why I'm always on about self-care. And so one thing I'm really focusing on self-care for myself is doing things for me, stepping back and taking accountability for me and knowing that everything that I do is for me. And in order for me to help be empowering, inspiring for you, I have to. So one thing that I'm doing is now that, look, the sun is out, it's starting to warm up, I'm starting to spend time outside. I'm starting to walk more. I'm now getting focused on, I want to do some 5Ks. I want to get back into that. So I'm working on that. But yeah, just taking time for me. And so I want to know, what do you do for self-care? I would love to hear that. And then lastly, look, today it's going by so fast, you guys. So lastly, I always talk about what's next. And I have to say for VisionMate magazine, what's next is to touch more lives around the world, to know that you're not alone, and know that wherever you are, may you be in corporate, may you be sitting at a desk working for someone else, or may you be working for yourself, but your what's next is right around the corner. And VisionMate magazine is going to come, is what VisionMate magazine is working on to do. Watch out and be on the lookout on what the new issue of VisionMate magazine. Actually, we just dropped one last week. And so we're working on next quarter. This quarter's issue, I can tell you. So this quarter, we did topics that were really good. And one is all about the four tiny habits. And I really thought that that was important too. And well as, okay, you guys, how many of you are out there about procrastination, right? We all do it. Look, I'm trying to get the titles. Here they are. So we have four tiny habits to break procrastination, because how many of you are still sitting with your notebooks, look, that high of your parking lot list, or your woulda, coulda, shouldas. And I think in order to conquer that article, Four Tiny Habits to Break Procrastination, is so amazing. That'll help you. And then also Desires of the Heart. Again, it's getting in tune into your inner self. Again, that's why I'm always asking you, how are you doing? I still haven't heard anybody, so drop it in the feed. And then those of you who are working in the corporate world, there's still 80% of us that are working in the corporate world at a desk, and we don't move. I'm going to have to say to you, I am guilty for that. The one way that I have started doing that is I now take my breaks. I just start becoming more aware of what I need to do to become more productive, right? So what I did was I wanted to know what kind of exercises can we do at the desk, right? So I found some where we can do leg lifts, where we can do sit-ups at the desk, and we can do so many more. So if you're interested in gaining a copy of VisionMate magazine that just dropped last week, send me an email at visionmademagazine@gmail.com and put in their magazine, and I will send you a free link to the e-magazine. Now, if you would like a paper copy, if you're like me, I need a paper copy, because if I find something that is intriguing or motivating to me, what I can do is highlight it, right? And so I use the highlighter on probably, if you can see my magazines, they're highlighted. Extremely high. There are highlighters all over the place. If you're interested in gaining a paper copy of the VisionMate magazine, still email me at visionmademagazine@gmail.com. In the subject line, write paper magazine, and I will definitely get you the link on how you can get an access copy of VisionMate magazine. Well, you guys, time has come and time has gone, and this has been so much fun. If you feel that this episode can empower somebody or inspire someone, please share. If you would like to give feedback on this magazine, I love it, because guess what? This isn't just for me. It's for all of us. We all want our what's next no matter where we are in life, we're always looking like, what's our what's next? So if you're wanting a topic or you'd like to hear a topic for us to touch on or for me to talk about, I would love to hear from you. Just send me, again, you can send me a feedback or you can drop the feedback at any of the large podcast platforms. You will find us there. And then lastly, you guys, I want you all to know that your vision can be made. I know it's hard. Trust me. We have so much going on. That's why I'm always asking you, how are you doing? But it can be done. You have Vision Made Magazine, you have the vision boards, and you have Envision Me Talk Show. And so guess what? I'm getting ready to add and drop to the drop, you guys. So catch me here Friday, next Friday, where I'm gonna do something so fun. I've been practicing. Look, I know my husband will be glad when I'm over to stop doing this because I've been practicing on everybody. Do you hear me? Doing the skits. I've been doing everything to get prepared for next Friday's show. So it will be called Office Shenanigans, but it's all about, you know, what do? When we get into work on Friday, we're like, oh my God, it's almost over, right? But we're going to talk a little bit more about that and have some fun in that way. And guess what? It's going to be Friday mornings. You know, we're all pumped about, okay, we're almost, today's it. We only have 8 hours or maybe a half a day. But check me out here on, I'm going to be here at 7. I don't know, about 7 or 8. Don't hold me yet. We'll see. 7, it'll probably be 7, where we're going to do Office Shenanigans. And we're going to just go have some fun sitting in the cubicle and talking about our what's next. And also talking about, you know, productivity, time management, talking about what is our what's next. Or better yet, man, let's just kick back Friday, have our drink, and have a good old time, whatever it is. I will be here Fridays now to check us out. So mark your calendar where you'll get to see Office Shenanigans, and I will be there. We'll have some fun. Well, you guys, this was fun. I had a blast. I don't know if you did, but I did. I want to thank you all for joining me. I want you all to go out here and know, as I said before, your what's next is yours, and it's right around the corner, and you can make it by Vision Made. Until next week, everybody. So I can't wait till you guys see who the guests. Until next week, you guys are amazing. You rock and take care of yourself. And don't forget to share. You know what they say, sharing is caring. And don't forget, if you want to access a free copy of Envision Me, if you want a free copy of Vision Made Magazine, go ahead and drop me a line at visionmademagazine@gmail.com. And in the subject, put Vision Made or put that Vision Made Magazine, or you can just put magazine. I'll send you the link. Until next week, everyone, you have a great day and take care of yourself, and you rock. Bye, everybody.